Hello.
Hi, this is Morgan from customer support, issuing a callback.
Yes. Can you transfer me to extension 8126?
Yes, were you trying to reach a certain department? Because we don't usually have like any extension numbers like that.
Tiffany LaBrade.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Tiffany LaBrade, she's a manager.
Yes, I'm giving 1 moment. Yes, I mean, then did you have like a order, or were you calling about an order?
I am calling about a dispute that I filed with my bank.
Yes, Sam. Can I get your zip code?
04102.
04102.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your first and last name?
Sheila. Last name is Graves. Graves.
You said that's Grav, like Victor, E-S?
Yes.
Yes, I'm sorry. I don't see any accounts for Sheila Graves. Could it be under a different name?
Nope. Let me see if I can find an account number. This is Best Gadgets, right?
Well, the number you're calling, we're a third-party call center. We represent for more than one company. Did you, or the dispute that you filed, was it for like an order for something? Or do you remember what the dispute was for or how much it was for?
Yep. They took 3 charges out of my account. And that I did not authorize. I did click on the buy, get, it was said free. Just pay shipping, and then, of course, you know. But my bank provided me with information because I was told that this was a chargeback. It is not a chargeback. My bank and my attorney have proof that this went through.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have the last 4 digits of the card that was charged?
See if that's on here. I can give you. Let me get my glasses. My bank provided me with a bunch of stuff. Hold on. I got COVID, so bear with me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I can give you a tracking number. I can't remember the card I used because I canceled it. Here we go. Last four numbers was 6308. 6308. Yep. I had the actual card swipes in my hand where the cards went through. My bank provided me with it. So there was no charge back. And I also have an order ID number.
Yeah, yes, I'll give you one moment. Yes, I'm at DC. The order was placed for the Wi-Fi booster. However, this account has a chargeback on it, which basically means that you disputed the transactions with your bank, and then your bank verified that an order was placed, so they issued a chargeback.
Okay.
A chargeback, what happens is when you file a dispute, is your bank gives a temporary refund during the dispute process, but if they verify that an order was placed, they'll take that refund away and give it back to the merchant, which is what a chargeback is. It basically means that they took your refund away and charged it back to the original, or like where the order was placed from, which would be us, the merchant.
Which means that you all got the money.
That's correct. It was refunded back because your bank verified that you did order the Wi-Fi booster.
Okay. I did not authorize the charges, three charges of $49.97, and I want them credited back to my account.
Whenever you place the order for the Wi-Fi booster, that starts a monthly subscription. You get a $125 gift card for the
$49.97. Free.
It states it is a free gift into our monthly subscription.
Okay. So how do I get these credited back?
So because of the chargeback, we cannot issue a refund.
$150 of my money that I have. I can't even do anything. You have my money.
Yes, and so you could have called in and had the account canceled, and we could have possibly issued a refund, but because you disputed the charges and your bank put your account into a chargeback, there's nothing else that we can do. That chargeback was received and posted.
No. That chargeback was received, but the money was put back in my account, which means MasterCard has given me proof of where you all were paid. And they told me to take it up with an attorney. And I'm going to take it up with an attorney.
Yes, but once a chargeback happens, we don't issue any kind of refunds. You would have had to call in instead of disputing the charge. If you would have just called in, we could have canceled the account.
Okay,
however,
let me
that
ask
wasn't
you
done.
This. Okay, let me ask you this. How do I contact the company and get the money back?
This would be the number to contact, and we can't issue a refund because the chargeback has already been posted. Once a chargeback happens, it freezes the account, so there's nothing else that we can do.
But you all got your money.
After the chargeback happened, though. Like I said, if you would have called before you disputed the charge, we could have issued some kind of refund, but you didn't call in until after you had already filed the dispute, and the dispute was
concluded.
Oh, so
I'm out $150.
Yes, ma'am. There's nothing else we can do.
I need to speak to a manager.
There's no one else available. Yes, and you would just have to hire the attorney. There is nothing else we could do.
Let me speak to Tiffany LaPrade, please.
I have no way to transfer you to her. She's not even here today.
Okay, I'm asking you to transfer me to a manager.
There's no one else available. You would have to go ahead and either contact your bank or hire the attorney. The chargeback has already been received and posted, so there's literally nothing else that we can do. Your account's been frozen because of that chargeback.
Okay, so give me the phone number to Best Gadget.
This is the number to call. We're customer support for them. So, again, you would have to, at this point, contact your bank to ask them why they went ahead and filed that chargeback, or you would have to, if they told you to hire the attorney, you would have to do that.
It
There's
is not a chargeback.
Yes,
it is
and
not
that's,
a chargeback.
It is
no,
a chargeback.
Not.
That chargeback was received and posted
bank,
January 12th.
the money was received by your company. And I will tell you right on your paperwork.
Yes, ma'am. That's what a chargeback is. A chargeback means that your bank returned the money back to the merchant, which would be us. So that is a chargeback. Once your bank has taken that money away from us during your refund, your temporary refund, and then returned it back, we can't issue any more refunds. So you've already gone into a chargeback because of that dispute.
Can you contact the company?
This would be the number to call because we represent for the company. So
Company because they're false advertising. That's crazy.
We do apologize that you misunderstood the terms and conditions, but when you filed that dispute, your bank verified that they were on the website.
Okay, so let me ask you this. How can I get my $150 back?
You would have to either go ahead and contact your bank, or if your bank advised you to hire the attorney, that would be something you would have to do with your
bank. No, that's not what I'm asking you. Can I use the $150 towards something?
You mean like the gift card?
On this stupid site.
That's correct. It would have been emailed to sheilar007@icloud.com.
What would be mailed?
The gift card. It would have been emailed.
I don't think I received it. I just went through my mailbox. No, I did not.
Yes, so you can try checking your spam mail, but that shows that would have been sent between the 25th and the 24th of the month or each month.
Can it be resent?
Yes, ma'am. So I did put in that request for you to have that email resent. It does take about 24 hours to be sent. It can be sent to your spam as well. However, it would go to the one that's on file. Okay, that's sheilar007@icloud.com.
And how much is that gift card for?
It'd be a $125 gift card.
Excuse me?
A $125 gift card.
Okay. Why?
It what do you mean, why?
I mean, three payments of $49.97. That is, three times $49.97 is not $125.
It's a monthly subscription. So the gift card wouldn't be for $150. That's the subscription cost, which is $49.97. The gift card is for $125.
Okay, and what can I buy with this gift card?
It can go towards any purchase on our online website.
No, let me ask you this. Once I use that gift card, am I going to be entered into a new subscription?
No, this account was canceled when the chargeback happened.
Okay, so if I use that $125, then we're done.
That's correct.
All right. I will look for that email, and I will also be following up with my lawyer.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for all the customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.